Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, President. Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, good afternoon. The Kingdom of the Netherlands and the Republic of Peru, working as coordinators for international cooperation and assistance concerning the CCM for the 2018-2019 period, is honoured to present this report, which completes the various activities carried out by this coordination since the 8th meeting of States Party to improve international cooperation and assistance. As coordinators, we have worked to facilitate the implementation of Article 6 of the Convention and the rollout particularly of items 5.1 through 5.7 of the Dubrovnik Action Plan, whereby States Parties committed to develop and strengthen networks at all levels to communicate their difficulties and request assistance and communicate evidence-based requirements in order to achieve better outcomes, to demonstrate rollout at the national level, at a high level, to respond in a constructive way to requests for assistance, to make use of existing tools and support the implementation of the Convention. We would now like to share with you information drawn from the 2018 Transparency Report. Nine States Party requested specific support to comply with their obligations under Articles 3 and 4. Seven States Party requested support to comply with obligations under Article 5. One State Party requested support to define the genuine extent of contamination of cluster munitions. Five States Party specifically requested support to provide education concerning risk reduction. 22 states said that they provided support to states to destroy or remove cluster munitions. 12 states said that they had received assistance from other States Party or organizations. 13 States Party with obligations under the Convention said that they had allocated national resources to comply with these. And one event on training regarding country networks took place in March, and another will take place tomorrow. In 2019, in contrast to previous years, the coordinators dedicated a significant amount of time to developing a methodology to analyse requests to extend deadlines laid down under Articles 3 and 4, as well as to analyse the three initial requests we've received to extend these deadlines. As coordinators, we have also invested time to organise informal meetings with States Parties with challenges and potential assistance requirements to comply with obligations under the Convention. Particular attention was granted to those states which have imminent deadlines under Articles 3 and 4, but we also put a State Party in contact with an international organisation dealing with victim assistance. The country coalitions concept, the speaker explains the concept in Spanish, was a key focus of our work. We participated in an informal round table concerning this initiative, which was organised in March by the Implementation and Support Unit, thanks to the generous Canadian donation we received. This was chaired by Sri Lanka in its capacity as president. And furthermore, as a result of the numerous bilateral meetings that took place across the year, one State Party, the Popular Democratic Republic of Laos, expressed interest in knowing more about the country coalition concept and the possible benefits that might have for the compliance with obligations. In that vein, on the fringes of this States Party meeting, tomorrow to be specific, we are organising, in our capacity as coordinators, an informal dialogue to provide Laos with a better understanding of this concept in order to contribute to decision making on this matter. This discussion will draw on the contribution of donor states, operators, international agencies, and other experts who have been specifically invited tomorrow. Finally, as coordinators, we'd like to urge all States Party that require assistance in complying with their obligations under the Convention to provide their annual reports under Article 7 in a timely fashion and provide as much detail as possible regarding the challenges they're facing. Reports under Article 7 continue to be a vital resource drawn on by the coordinators regarding international cooperation and assistance to put states party with challenges in touch with potential states party partners or civil society partners who might be able to help overcoming these challenges. Thank you for your attention.